الله الله
إيدر
القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكيم.
You're listening to Eidars.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دروس شيخ الله عليه وسلم. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an passed away in the month of Rajab, the 15th of Rajab. It's the 18th of Rajab today, mashallah. And Hazrat passed away on the 15th of Rajab in the year 60 Hijri. Thereafter, the people had taken their bay'ah, the oath of allegiance, to Yazid, who was actually the son of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala an. Now Yazid, what he did is that he wrote to all of his governors to make sure that all of the governors take allegiance of all the people who are in their jurisdiction to take bay'ah at the hands of the governors on behalf of Yazid, so that there is unity amongst the Muslims in the entire Khilafat. And so in every major city you have a governor that is there. So what he said is that all the governors should take bay'ah at the hands of the people there, and that bay'ah is a promise that you take the oath of allegiance at the hands of Yazid, despite the fact that it is the governor that you're giving your hands to. So this was also a method that was employed by the people. Now his main concern was the people of Medina Munawwara. And the person in Medina Munawwara, the governor, was Walid ibn Utbah ibn Abi Sufyan. He was the governor there. And so what he did is that he told Abdullah ibn Uwais Amiri to go and meet up with Walid, who is the governor of Medina Munawwara. And he was the governor since the time of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. And he said to the governor the instructions that were given to Abdullah ibn Uwais Amiri, that meet up with Walid and tell him that take the oath of allegiance from the people of Medina Munawwara, starting with the nobles of the Quraysh first. Beginning with the nobles of the Quraysh first. And he said that the first man who you should take bay'ah from is Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, and Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, and all of the elite amongst the Quraysh that were settled in Medina Munawwara. And so now this man, Abdullah ibn Uwais Amiri, he got to Medina Munawwara late in the night, past midnight. So when he got there, he met with the governor, Walid ibn Mu'it ibn Abi Sufyan. And he gave the information that Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an has passed away, and all of the people have given bay'ah to Yazid. And Yazid has sent me with this message that this is what you have to do to make sure that the people of Medina Munawwara do bay'ah at your hands on behalf of Yazid. And starting with the noble people of Quraysh, hinting that the first man should be Abdullah ibn Zubair and Hussein ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala an. But Yazid also said that one thing that you have to do, and he said this to his governor, that be very polite and amicable with Hazrat Hussein ibn Ali radiyallahu ta'ala. And he gave his reason. He said that, remember that he is a noble individual from amongst the Ahlul Bayt. So you being the governor, you still have to speak to him and respect him properly. So when you speak to him softly and in a way that he would accept your proposal. So now what had happened is that Walid, when he got this message from Amiri, who was a messenger of Yazid, in the night he decided that immediately he should meet up with Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an and Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an. And so in the night he met up with these two great companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he met up with Hazrat Hussein and gave him the information that Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an has passed away. And all of the people have accepted Yazid, his son, as the Khalifa for the Muslimin. And he has asked me that the two of you first have to take bay'ah at my hands on behalf of Yazid. And then thereafter, the people of Medina Munawwara will take their oath of allegiance. That is how it would work. Now Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, what he said to the governor, he said, look Walid, it's very late in the night. It's very late in the night. Let us postpone this matter until the morning and we will see what the people of Medina have to say about who is to be the successor to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an. So it is late in the night for you to come now. So Walid ibn Mu'it understood and he accepted this proposal and he said, fine, I shall meet you tomorrow morning. He was adamant that to make sure that the entire Islamic Khilafat is under control and unity, he has to make sure that certain individuals, of course, who have that status to take on the role of being a Khalif, the leaders of the Muslim Ummah, they have to accept Yazid also. This was very important. Now Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an looked at Hazrat Hussein ibn Ali and he knew that now things were going to be very difficult. If you remember that there were four companions who actually opposed to the acceptance of Yazid to be the Khalifa. And from amongst the four, you had Hazrat Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala an and Abdullah ibn Zubair. And so they did not accept Yazid to be the Khalifa. And Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, what he did is that he decided to leave Medina Munawwara in the night. Immediately. When Walid came, he decided, I am going out of Medina Munawwara. And so Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an left Medina Munawwara. Scholars have mentioned that when he left, the only person who he took with him was his brother, whose name is Ja'far ibn Zubair. What is his name? Ja'far ibn Zubair. So Abdullah ibn Zubair and Ja'far ibn Zubair both now depart for Makkah Mukarramah, leaving Madinatul Munawwara. Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an was an intelligent individual. What he did is that he did not take the highway, the common route which people would normally take to get to Makkah Mukarramah, but rather he chose a bypass which would lead into the city of Makkah Mukarramah. And it was a difficult terrain, it would take many days, but he did not take the common pathway, the highway that people take, which the caravans would take also. And he knew, just in case, that if Yazid decided to send a search party to find where Abdullah ibn Zubair was, so he took this path. And in the morning what had happened is that the governor first wanted to meet with Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala. Now Abdullah ibn Zubair was nowhere to be seen. So he asked everybody, where is Abdullah ibn Zubair? Only last night I met him with Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And obviously he knew that the only place, the only city he could go to is Makkah Mukarramah. So a team of 80 people, a search party, had pursued, went out in pursuit of Abdullah ibn Zubair. But of course this was of no benefit, because they went through the highway, the main route, and Abdullah ibn Zubair was already for a few hours now he had traveled, and in a few days he would get to Makkah Mukarramah. And so the entire government, information was given to Yazid. What they were doing is now they were searching for Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an, that where is he? We need to find out his whereabouts. Now remember, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an is still in Medina Munawwara. So the governor had said, I'll come and see you in the morning. But because they were so preoccupied in finding Hazrat Abdullah ibn Zubair, by the time some information came to them, it was already Isha. And so now again after Isha, Walid comes to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and he said to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that we met up yesterday and you said that you will consider to do bay'ah at the hands of Yazid by doing bay'ah to me. And so Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an again said to Walid that it is very late in the night. It is very late in the night. Let us postpone this matter until the morning. And so Walid accepted that. Remember, Yazid told him that you have to have all the respect for Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. And so Hazrat Hussein said, what is this? You come so late and you talk to me about doing bay'ah to Yazid. We'll look at this matter tomorrow in the morning. Now by night again Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala decided to follow the path of Abdullah ibn Zubair. And so he also decided to leave Medina Munawwara and to head towards Makkah Mukarramah, because there was now a lot of growing pressure upon these companions coming from Yazid, that I have been appointed by the people and so I have to have bay'ah, unity from amongst all of the people. And so the governors were responsible to maintain this. Now Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, his departure was very different to the departure of Abdullah ibn Zubair. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an decided to take his entire family out of Medina Munawwara. Allahu Akbar, which was something very strange. And he decided to take all his children, his sons, his nephews, his brothers, the women folks, everybody, all of his kith and kin were to travel with Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an in the night to Makkah Mukarramah. And Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an did not leave Medina Munawwara like how Abdullah ibn Zubair did, to take another path. He was very comfortable. He took the path and all the family left Medina Munawwara. Obviously this was not in, this was of no information given to the governor and the people that worked for the governor in Medina Munawwara. And so he left. Now if you look at the books of history, there is no mentioning of Yazid asking the governor to send a search party or a team of people to go and look for Hazrat Hussein ibn Ali radiallahu ta'ala. There is no mentioning of that at all whatsoever. Not in the Sunni books and not also in the Shia books. And so here we see that a lot of respect was given to this man, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. So he traveled very comfortably. All of the brothers left, except for one individual from the family of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, that is his half-brother, Hazrat Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, who was the son of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Of course the brothers, the brother of Hazrat Hassan and Hussein, but from a different mother. Now Muhammad ibn Hanafiya was a man who actually inherited the qualities of bravery and courage from his father. A very powerful individual, despite the fact that he was much younger than Hassanain. He was much younger than Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. But he was also very intelligent. In fact, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an had given him the responsibility to protect Hazrat Hassan and Hussein in the battle of Jamal and Siffin. So he was a brave soldier and also a very intelligent man. Now scholars have mentioned that obviously Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an had met up with Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, and perhaps the only access that people had with Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an in the night was Muhammad ibn Hanafiya. And so Muhammad ibn Hanafiya, his brother, the brother of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, spoke to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an and gave him sincere advice. Sincere advice. Words of wisdom that come from Muhammad ibn Hanafiya. And I have here with me an English translation of some of the, an excerpt of what Muhammad ibn Hanafiya had said to his brother, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. He said to him, "O dear brother, you are the most beloved for me in this world. No one else is dearer to me for whom I should save my good wishes. You are leaving Medina Munawwara, but my request is that you should not decide to go to a particular city right now. Instead, keeping away from cities, send your men to different areas and invite the people for your bay'ah. If they accept, be thankful to Allah. If they don't accept and agree on some other matter, no harm will come to your creed and it will make no difference to your dignified status. I am afraid that you may decide to move towards some big city and then the inhabitants may be divided into two groups fighting one another and you may become their first victim. If you still want to enter some city, make it for Makkah Mukarramah." So what did he say? If you want to go to a city, go to Makkah Mukarramah. And if conditions there are right for you, well and good. Otherwise, prepare yourself for roaming in the desert. Avoiding towns, move from place to place till you know the circumstances and opinion of the people. Whatever decision you take after that will be the right decision. A right and wise decision is the one which is arrived at after examining the conditions. On the other hand, no other decision can be as troublesome as the decision made by turning one's back on reality." And so a sincere advice was given by his brother Muhammad ibn Hanafiya to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Of course, now these were companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We need to understand that these were individuals who were mukhlis. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an was not hungry for power, aliyazu billah. And not even Abdullah ibn Zubair radiallahu ta'ala an. For them it was about the system of khilafat, to preserve that. And they did not want to introduce this monarchy system. And they did not accept Yazid, that this would not be the right person for khilafat. And to their knowledge, Hazrat Hussein especially wanted to ascertain the truth. That is it the truth that all of the people have accepted Yazid as their Khalifa? Or is it just hearsay? And so he wanted to know that. This is the most important, decision taken by the people. That the people have to elect someone who is going to be their leader. Khair, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, he left for Makkah Mukarramah. And remember, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah passed away in the year 60 Hijri. And the incident of Karbala is in 61 Hijri. 61 Hijri. We'll be going back to that. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah passed away in the month of Rajab. Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an got to Makkah Mukarramah in the month of Sha'ban. Some have said it was the 4th of Sha'ban, and some have said it was the 6th of Sha'ban. It was the day of Jumu'ah, the night of Jumu'ah, when Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an entered Makkatul Mukarramah. When he got to Makkah Mukarramah, subhanallah, all of the people in Makkah Mukarramah greeted him. And obviously, a man like him, this would be of no secret. Everybody would come and meet him, and he stayed in Makkah Mukarramah. Makkah Mukarramah was very different. Makkah Mukarramah was very different. The individual, the governor that was there, he was very different to the governors that were in Medina Munawwara and also the governors in Kufa. So a lot of people that were there, and there was acceptance for Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and to come, of course people would come there to perform Umrah. And so when you enter Makkah Mukarrama, you have been given, mashallah, granted security from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا وَمَنْ دَخَلَهُ كَانَ آمِنًا. So peace is with you the minute you enter Haramain al-Sharifain. So Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an was there. A lot of people were coming to meet him. Majority of them were the inhabitants of Makkah Mukarrama. But also a lot of people who were not from Makkah Mukarrama who came just with the intention to perform Umrah. So they would come. In fact, people would just throng around Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah. He was the main man. Now after Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, subhanallah, to be one from the Ahlul Bayt, the only individual. So a lot of people would come, pay their respect to him, and he actually said to them, he wanted information, that tell me, what is the position of Yazid? Have all the people accepted him as the leader? Have all the people accepted him as their leader? Subhanallah, now when the people of Kufa found out, the people of Kufa found out, that Hazrat Hussein is in Makkah Mukarrama, not in Medina Munawwara. Now they started writing letters to him and telling him that we are 100% with you. Now these were the Shi'ane Kufa, the Shia community in Kufa. Majority of the people in Kufa were all Shia. And they started writing letters to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was in Makkah Mukarrama, that come to Kufa and we will all do bay'ah at your hands and we will accept you. We are looking for an imam and so you must come. You must come and look after the ummah. Now 100,000 letters were sent to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. How many? 100,000 letters were sent to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an whilst he stayed in Makkah Mukarrama. He stayed there for a period of time. And every few days, heaps of letters, heaps of letters, heaps of letters. All of them from Kufa. That we are awaiting for you to come. We are awaiting for you to come. Now remember, when Muhammad ibn Hanafiya spoke to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, his only concern was that he did not want Hazrat Hussein to go to Kufa. Because history shows that the people of Kufa have betrayed all the leaders. They were a source of trouble for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and they were a source of trouble for Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and they pretend to be from amongst the Ahlul Bayt, but they are the same people who give trouble to the Ahlul Bayt. And so now they wanted Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an to move to Kufa from Medina Munawwara to come to Makkah. Now he's in Makkah Mukarrama. And they said that come to Kufa and we will accept you. More than 100,000 letters. Bit tahqiq. This is the case. Now, Imam Tabari has actually documented the first letter that Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an received. And so we have a translation here in English. The first letter, and this is documented by Imam Tabari in his kitab, that the first letter that was given to Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. So we actually understand the events of Karbala. We understand the different phases and slowly how Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala had taken his decision. The letter states that this letter is from Sulaiman ibn Sard, Musayyib ibn Najba, Rifa' ibn Shaddad, Habib ibn Mazahir, and all the Shiites at Kufa to Hussein ibn Ali. What did the letter say? Four names were mentioned, and then it says all the Shiites at Kufa to Hussein ibn Ali. After salam, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has wiped out your tyrant enemy. Wiped out your tyrant enemy. Who is that? Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. These are the Shias for you. Who had usurped power? At this hour, we have no imam. What are they saying? leader of the believers, so please come so that through you Allah may perhaps gather all of us on the truth. We do not say even our Friday prayers and Eid prayers behind the Umayyad governor. Now, who was the Umayyad governor in Kufa at that time? The Sahabi, Nu'man ibn Bashir. Who was he? Nu'man ibn Bashir was the governor in Kufa. And so the Shias say that we don't even pray Jummah behind him. We don't even pray Eid namaz behind him, because he has been selected by the Umayyads. Of course, these were governors from the time of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And so we don't even pray behind him. And they said, if we have information that you are going to come here, then Allah willing, we shall roll his bedding and send him back to Damascus. What will we do? We shall roll his bedding and send the governor, Nu'man ibn Bashir, back to Damascus. Now, it's no coincidence that even after centuries today in Syria, in Damascus, now presently, what you are witnessing is the same scenario. The Shias killing the Sunni Muslims, the Alawites, all of them. Again, what you see, the same scenario. The same issue during the time of Sahaba-e Kiram Ajma'in. The same Shia clan that gave difficulty and grief to Hazrat Ali, that gave difficulty and grief to Hazrat Hassan, are now inviting Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and 100,000 letters were sent to Hazrat Hussein so that they win the heart of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, and that they feel, that he feels, that these are individuals who are very sincere. And so all of the Shias, we are waiting for you, and if you come, we will do bay'ah at the hands of Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. Now, what had happened, that whilst Hazrat Hussain was in Makkah Mukarramah, his brother Muhammad ibn Hanafiyah came to perform Hajj. It was the days of Hajj, and he came to Makkah Mukarramah, and he wanted to meet up with his brother Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala. And the advice that was given by Muhammad ibn Hanafiyah, his brother, again for the second time to Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an, has been recorded by Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayh. And what did Muhammad ibn Hanafiyah say? And this is mentioned in Ibn Kathir. It says, and as he found Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an present there, he told him that in his opinion the time was not ripe to revolt against Yazid. But Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an did not accept this advice, and Muhammad ibn Hanafiyah did not send any of his children with him. Aggrieved by this, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an said to him, do you hold your children more dearer than my life? Do you hold your children dearer than my life? So Muhammad ibn Hanafiyah replied, I fail to understand as to why should you and they too expose themselves to any trouble, though it remains a fact that your hardship is greater for me than theirs. So Muhammad ibn Hanafiyah was saying that in my opinion, for you to go to Kufa is actually going to the jaws of death. And remember, Hazrat Hussein was traveling with all his family. So he said, in my opinion, this is not the right thing to do. But of course, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an was mukhlis. For him, it was a different picture. Muhammad ibn Hanafiyah was in Medina Munawwara, but Hazrat Hussain was in Makkah Mukarramah. And if you receive more than 100,000 letters, what would be your opinion? Imagine so many people just coming and meeting. And Allahu Akbar, this is all a drama. All of these people just come. Oh, Hazrat, we are your murid. We want to do bay'ah to your hands. Come to Kufa. But again, Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an felt that perhaps these people have learned their lesson. And maybe that they are sincere. And maybe they haven't taken bay'ah to Yazid. And that the ummah is looking for someone who would take control and who would be the leader. And so what Hazrat Hussain radiallahu ta'ala an did was he appointed someone as his representative, his wakil. And he appointed his cousin, Muslim ibn Aqil. Who? Muslim ibn Aqil. Now brothers have to, if brothers stop yawning and inshallah pay attention, inshallah, to make sure that we understand everything. Muslim ibn Aqil is the cousin of Hazrat Ali. And he said to the people of Kufa that I am sending my cousin Muslim ibn Aqil to come to Kufa before I come. And the duty of Muslim ibn Aqil would be to actually see the environment in Kufa and to see how sincere are the people of Kufa, that are they genuine in inviting Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an to come. So Hazrat Hussein said, Muhammad ibn Aqil, you go and see how the people of Kufa are. Of course, they gave a lot of trouble to their father and their brother, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an. So Muhammad ibn Aqil said, Labbaik, I will take on this challenge and I will go to Kufa. Now Muhammad ibn Aqil comes to Kufa, and of course everyone knows this man. He is the cousin of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. It's no secret. People come and meet him. Immediately the response was tremendous. 12,000 people, the Kufans, 12,000 people of Kufa do bay'ah at the hands of Muhammad, at the hands of Muslim ibn Aqil, on behalf of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, as guarantee. That we guarantee you that when Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an will come, we are diehard supporters of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an, looking for an imam. And so Muslim ibn Aqil was overwhelmed to see so many people. I mean, 12,000 people doing bay'ah at his hands on behalf of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an. And so of course people greeted him. A lot of people were coming. Now of course information was given to the governor of Kufa. And who was the governor of Kufa? Hazrat Nu'man ibn Bashir. Now Nu'man ibn Bashir was a Sahabi, a soft-hearted individual. And he gathered all of the Muslims in the masjid. And he said that I have had some information, and I know a lot of activities are taking place in Kufa. My advice to everyone here is that we all have to be united. We all have to be united. And I as a governor will not take any action until I have clear proof that there are people who want to turn away from the bay'ah of Yazid. Only then I will take action. Now, Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala an was a very soft-hearted individual. There were other individuals in Kufa. There was one man who came whose name was Hazrami. Abdullah ibn Muslim Hazrami. What is his name? Abdullah ibn Muslim Hazrami. He came and he said to Nu'man ibn Bashir that you are very soft with the people that are engaged in their activities. And so he wrote a letter to Yazid. Hazrami wrote a letter to Yazid that if you want to retain your authority and power in Kufa, then my advice to you is to remove Nu'man ibn Bashir and install another man who is of strong character to take control of the people of Kufa. And so when this letter came to Yazid, immediately what he did is that he sat with his people, with his shura, the council, and it was decided that Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad was to take the place of Nu'man ibn Bashir radiallahu ta'ala an. Now Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad is a tyrant. Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad is a tyrant, a very difficult man to take control of. Now for him to be appointed by Yazid as a governor there, so he now goes to, remember he was the governor of Basra. So he warned the people of Basra that I am going now to Kufa, and in my absence make sure no meetings are done, no activities take place that would be against the Khilafat, against Yazid, because I will return back straight to you. And people were scared of him. Now he takes care of Basra, and the responsibility of Kufa is also given to him. Now when he comes into Kufa, of course what happens is that now you also have Muslim ibn Aqil who is there, but in the beginning he is overwhelmed by people at least 12,000 people in the first meeting do bay'ah, and he feels that these people are really sincere and genuine. Inshallah ta'ala, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, we will continue in the next session the encounter between Ubaidullah ibn Ziyad and Muslim ibn Aqil and what happens thereafter. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.